With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Buffaloes do not roam the American West. Buffaloes are in fact found in Africa and Asia. That is not always clear, though, to the American consumer who might buy something labeled buffalo, thinking they are in fact buying bison. Dave Carter, the National Bison Association, discusses how his industry and its producers have received help addressing various matters through Agriculture Department agencies and programs.
We're seeing some products come in, and they're water buffalo being imported into the U.S. and just labeled as natural buffalo. Well, here in the United States, for more than 300 years, all of us have equated buffalo with bison. We've sat down with our friends at FSIS as well as FDA because of the way that both bison and water buffalo are handled, trying to get them to address that and be a little more diligent in making sure that it would say water buffalo and not just buffalo. We've also visited with our friends at APHIS and the Foreign Ag Service to make sure that these imported products are properly inspected and coming in through all the rules. We sat down with the folks at FSA, and they looked at it, and they had really not updated the formula since 2008. So they did a good job of updating that formula to bring it to the current market price. We've had a real good track record working with Risk Management Agency. We've had a couple of grants in the past that have helped us put together some educational outreach materials on bison handling and management and some other tools.
This is once again about the proper labeling of products in your grocery store. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.